And speaking of the district of Valdalba, we have arrived in La Barona. This small collection of houses is of vital geographical importance. It once represented the link between Villafames and Valdalba. We wanted you to come to this place in order to appreciate the peculiar idiosyncrasy of Valdalba, an open character and a sense of deep connection with the territory. Legend has it that La Barona was founded when two brothers arrived from the city of Valencia and they made their home here. Both were landowners, in that they owned cisterns and land with vineyards. This meant that they needed labor, people to work the vineyard and take care of the original masos. These folks, looking for work, would end up staying and settling what we know today as La Barona. The legend lives on and explains how La Barona was symmetrically divided between those who lived above, on land belonging to and around one brother, and those who lived below, on and around land belonging to the other brother. Those who lived above and those who lived below. And this toponymy continues to this day. The streets of La Barona have names like Carrer de Dalt, the street above. As you walk through La Barona, you will find low houses, large doors, small windows, and a calm, a silence. A car might pass by from time to time. A neighbor will say hello. It's a rural life, few inhabitants, a quiet life, a life in slow motion, if you know what I mean. The building we are now at is very important. It is the Church of Our Lady of the Angels, one of the oldest temples in the municipality, despite its modern appearance. The history books already spoke of an old hermitage chapel from the year 1688. This was gradually expanded and remodeled, with renovations made in 1976 and 2011, until it became the church that now stands before you. The most interesting thing is undoubtedly the interior, which holds a beautiful painting of the sedate Virgin Mary with Jesus as a child, and a number of angels. The collective nature and goodwill of the people of Valdalba has always been their greatest treasure, maybe even more so in La Barona, where in 2011, thanks to the generosity of a neighbor, they increased the grandeur of the church, with the addition of the clock and the bell gable, so that everyone in La Barona would know what time it was. If you decide to take a walk around La Barona, go to the entrance coming from Valdalba, where you will find the building that was once the Escuela de La Barona. Well, actually, it was a school for La Barona and the rest of the districts, until Montalba, Pelejaneta, and Pladark fought for each of the districts to have their own teachers for the little ones. And thanks to the involvement of local citizens, they obtained that necessary funding. We're talking about the year 1929. The dispersion of the population posed difficulties for this educational network on more than one occasion, not to mention those times of the year when the demand for labor in the fields meant empty schools, because every hand was needed in the field. This old school, which was recently restored by the city council, is currently being used as a multi-purpose room, which, for those of you who are from the big city and may not know, this is what we do in small towns. Our common halls are often multi-purpose. Here, folks might play dominoes on Friday and do handicrafts on Saturday. The Valdalba network of schools is alive and well today, a representative and instructive way of getting to know this curious history of the town. You are free to visit the schools of Mas de Toribio, Pla del Arc, La Pelechana, and Montalba. In La Barona, as in all of Valdalba, the food is spectacular. So be sure to try and enjoy our gastronomic offerings. And above all, do not miss our esmorzars, a gargantuan breakfast that is the sacred elixir of life for any Valencian. In fact, your life will never be the same afterwards. Yow! And don't forget to write down August 2nd in your agendas. That is when the town throws itself its greatest party. Truly a fun, entertaining celebration. And so, we take our leave, greatly appreciating your interest in hearing everything we have had to tell you about Val d'Alba. But please, don't be sad about saying goodbye. If you've enjoyed our company, keep in mind that you can find us in all the towns of the Plana del Arc. There is so much more to tell you. We will see you at the next point of interest.